Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Calling it anytime. I love it. I really do. I love it when you make it your show. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Join us if you're at home on YouTube. You can watch us live. Join us on live chat. sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. And do the same thing there. One more time, if you want to call in, you're driving, 127 cities are listening to us right now. By the way, thank you for making us the number one and number two show out of 65 different radio shows on Genesis Communication across the country. We appreciate that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Ignoring facts, their virus narrative has been debunked. They know it. That's why they're pushing forward. Now they're pushing for vaccinations, folks. No matter what anybody says to impede their narrative, to debunk their narrative, they'll have none of it. They're already pushing people to herd vaccinations. Mark my words, that's where we're going. I want to get to this because I promised I would. And again, if we get phone calls, well, we'll just take the phone calls as they come up. Impeachment process. Process of impeachment. Impeachment. Article 2, Section 4. A. Being formally accused of unlawful activity, committing a crime, right? B, not necessarily being kicked out of office at this point. But if you go to Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, they will be prosecuted upon impeachment, just for the record. Who can be impeached? Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. President, Vice President, all civil officers of the United States of America, including judges who act outside of good behavior, Article 3, Section 1, okay? Civil officers included people appointed by the president, cabinet members, and judges. No one's exempt from the law, friends. That's their purpose, is to uphold the laws, right? Against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. That means here at home, so help me God. Okay? Members of Congress are not civil officers, but they can be removed. Process of impeachment. Justice Department or independent counsel investigates charges. Many times, friends, what we're seeing in America today is the fox in the chicken coop. That's why people aren't being impeached, because they're all in it together. They're allied. They have an alliance with hell, which will be disannulled once again. Earlier than latter would be much appreciated, friends, if we would take heed to these words, says our posterity, right? They want you to deal with the corruption now so they have freedom too. But keep in mind, friends, that the Justice Department or independent counsel investigations and charges present them after their investigation is concluded. They found that that they have to take it now over to the House Judiciary Committee. Okay. B, House Judiciary Committee, HJC is the acronym, reviews evidence. HJC drafts articles of impeachment. HJC debates articles of impeachment. By the way, this all has to fall back into the hands of the people. Because, again, let me just reiterate the point. I feel that this is an answer back. That, folks, they're not going to prosecute each other because they're all guilty. They're all extorted in one measure or another. And if they're not, you know who they are, because the media is attacking them the way that they are today. Going back to debates, articles of impeachment, HJC does. Entire House of Representatives debates articles of impeachment and votes on them, a simple majority. If this happens, president is considered to be impeached. Senate holds the trial. Will the official be kicked out of office? And then we have House Judiciary Committee acts as the prosecution, presents evidence against the accused. The accused chooses own lawyers to present defense. The Chief of Justice, Supreme Court, which today, friends, is an absolute joke, John Roberts, as a judge and rules on admissibility of evidence. Senate acts as the jury, and two-thirds of the majority of the Senate must vote against the accused to remove the person from office. Now, here's just a little something for you before I get off this topic. The impeachment of Andrew Johnson, President Johnson, that occurred back in 1868, when the United States House of Representatives resolved to impeach President Andrew Johnson, adopting 11 articles of impeachment detailing his high crimes and misdemeanors. I want you to listen, friends, what his high crimes and misdemeanors were, okay? The House's primary charge against Johnson was violation of Tenure of Office Act passed by the U.S. Congress in March of 67. Over the president's veto. Specifically, he had removed from office Edwin Stanton, the Secretary of War, whom the act was largely designed to protect, and attempted to replace him with Brevet Major General Lorenzo Thomas. Okay? Johnson had suspended Stanton and appointed General Ulysses S. Grant as Secretary of War. He merely appointed somebody without congressional approval. That was it. Richard Nixon, the process of impeachment before his resignation, and keep in mind when Ford came in, he never prosecuted him. Of course not. Why not? Because they're all a part of it. Friends, what was that about? Watergate. What was Watergate about? It was about a cover-up concerning a child pedophile ring back in the 70s during his tenure. You thought it had to do with something different, didn't you, friends? Yep. And then if you go fast forward to the likes of Mr. Clinton, Bill Clinton, well, we were told that he was being impeached for adultery, which he should have been. Matter of fact, he should have probably been hung for it, according to Scripture, right? Well, here's the bottom line. Bill Clinton, it wasn't just due to the fact that he was committing adultery. Friends, he was selling military secrets to the Chinese. It should have been called Chinagate. Notice how he was never impeached? Why? Because they're protecting each other, friends, to your own demise for letting them do it. The powers that are tolerated, when I make that statement, there's a reason that I'm saying that, because it's exactly what we're dealing with today. The powers that are tolerated. Don't complain about what you tolerate, right? So there's the process of impeachment right there. Takes a little work, doesn't it, friends? But see, what we have, it reminds me of the great appeasers in the United States of America, Trey Gowdy, who entertains his stupid sheep that don't know the difference. He's a prosecutor. What does he do during congressional oversight? He does nothing but put on a show. Bradley, what are you talking about? Who's been prosecuted? What about Jason Chaffetz? The same thing. Different, going to the other end of the pendulum. Kind of a nice guy, but he means what he says. Ah, great American appeaser. Who's he prosecuted, friends? You getting the point? What about Daryl Issa? Great American appeaser is making millions and millions of dollars in Congress. I'm curious, during his tenure of congressional oversight, he can talk big and bad all he wants to. Who's been prosecuted, friends? Hillary's still out, isn't she? Billy's still out, isn't he? Barack's still out, isn't he? James Comey's still out. As a matter of fact, these people are on, just for the record, these people are out on book-promoting tours right now, being rewarded millions for tearing away. Oh, my goodness, friends. They have no idea that they're on the same boat, do they? Nope. They pay no attention to history. They're only looking at the temporary. Not a good place to be, friends. Hebrews 9:27, read it, criminals. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're going to switch topics. I'm going to play some audio. And we're going to get to our main topic. Looking forward to it. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. For our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Rob Hugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're going to get to our topic, but first I'm going to take a phone call from Ohio. I have my friend Dan calling in. How are you, my friend?
Hey, pretty good, Bradley. How are you doing today?
I'm hanging in there. Actually, I'm not hanging in there. Forgive me. I'm overcoming, brother. How about you?
About the same. You were talking yesterday about State Representative Vitale, who's called out Governor DeWine. I don't know if you know this or not, but the Speaker of the House in the state of Ohio was just removed from office, $60 million bribery.
I seen that. Isn't that crazy? There you have it.
Yep. And these are the people we're supposed to trust.
Exactly.
If I could, I'm calmed down today, like I'm like the last time when I called you. But
I don't want you to calm down, Dan. I want you to be who you are. Okay. You need to bring the fire. We're called to be the ministers of the flames of fire, so let it go.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I can go here with this. You know, DeWine, I believe, is compromised. You know, he has a school down in Haiti, and we know about a lot of different things that's gone down there in Haiti. And DeWine has gone with Les Wexner several different times down there.
Okay.
And we know Wexner's affiliation with Epstein is undeniable.
But of course.
We can just kind of leave that alone. But, you were talking about how people, you know, they're tired of it, but they just continue to just submit because they're afraid of, they live in fear. And, you know, we're not called to live in a spirit of fear. But I got a friend of mine, and I asked him a couple weeks ago, because I tried to open his eyes about Trump. I said, well, what's your red line in the sand with him? And he told me, he said, well, my red line is if he tells me to put a mask on.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that? Did you know that they just took a toll? A poll. Of course, it's rigged. They said after Donald Trump put on his mask, 53% of Americans then approved the mask. Of course, it's propaganda.
Oh, yeah.
So there you have it.
He sends me one of these QAnon things. And I'm like, oh, gosh, here we go. This big rah-rah. You know, and I said to him, I said, you did see Trump said to put a mask on. And you're going to love this answer. This won't surprise you. He said, well, he's playing three-dimensional chess. And what he's doing is, if he says put a mask on, they'll tell us to start taking them off. This is far above our pay grade. He's playing three-dimensional chess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these people just got so many excuses. And, you know, we're going to lose the battle because people, they refuse to stand up. They're putting all this trust in Trump. And it's a scary place to be because we have to put our trust in Christ, but we also have to ask ourselves a question. Does this pass the smell test? Do we feel like this is what is right? Because we know this ain't right. And all these people who go along with it know it's not right. And to count on another man to do what we should do ourselves is not right.
Yeah, well, let me answer a couple things there. Great point. It's interesting. If they'll wear the mask, they're easy prey for forced compliance when it comes to vaccinations. And it will bring about herd vaccinations, okay? Because they're already herding up wearing the masks, okay? Number two, Donald Trump. You know what he's doing now? He's raising hundreds of millions of dollars from his worshipers to stay in power, promising to do the second term what he never did the first term. I shared with you last week, maybe a week and a half ago, his appeal is using Hillary Clinton again, as to help him drain the swamp. When does it get to the point where these people become embarrassed for what they tolerate? What's destroying this country? A lack of justice. What was the selling points, just like any other corrupt politicians? What was the selling points that Donald Trump gave to America? He'd bring back in the rule of law. He would drain the swamp. And 4 years later, he's done just the exact opposite of what he promised to do. He's granting clemency. He's letting political criminals out of jail. He's pardoning them. Who's gone to jail in Washington, D.C. that belongs in jail? Well, the fact of the matter is if everyone was going to go, there'd probably be about 10 people left out of the whole bunch. But he has failed his first-term policies, but now he's selling them again to the same people that he knows are going to follow him all the way to hell. And hell is their lot. And I want to say one more thing, too. When you look in Scripture, Don, and by the way, I appreciate when you call in. I really do. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers, and the list goes on, okay, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire. Now, I'm not using hell to drive you to the foot of the cross. That's unscriptural. Hellfire preaching is not in the Word of God. Where to fear God? Go to Luke 12, verse 4. You'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. We repent before God. We don't repent before hell. We repent before God for violating His moral law, Exodus 20, and then reading Acts 20, verse 21, and Galatians 3, 24, just for the record. Okay? Who are the first people that go to hell? The fearful. So when people tell me about how fearful they are, I don't care. That's their problem, and it shows you what they're feeding on. And it's not the Word of God, because the Bible says that the righteous are made bold as lions, and then it tells us the wicked are defined out as to those that know what's right and know what's wrong, and they do nothing. It says the wicked flee when none pursueth. They're scared of their own shadow, and they deserve what they get because they've let it go that far. And there's no excuse in this country as to why they'd be afraid of it. And by the way, Don, just keep in mind, these are the same people that put on the back of their cars little stickers that say these colors don't run.
And going back to that thing with this friend of mine, and it's more than one, but, you know, I showed him the article where Trump ordered 100 million vaccines with 500 million on promise. And I said, John, you're a physically conservative Republican, and he's telling you that you're not going to be forced to take this vaccine, and he's buying 600 million vaccines. Do you have a problem with that reckless spending of our budget?
Yeah.
He didn't have an answer for that. Well, they're not going to make us take it. I mean, we really have to start asking these questions, because you got to come at these people from another direction, because they just don't. And, you know, another thing, if this virus is so bad, why are these teams traveling all over the country to play baseball?
Yeah. Kneeling, showing their submission and homage to the communists that they are now working for. And it's exactly what's going on. I wanted to add something to what you were just saying there. My friend, is when you begin to look at what we're seeing today, all the way across the boards. If they got the mask on, they're going to take the vaccination because they've already given them enough by enabling them and adding strength to their tyranny by doing what they said the first time around. If they were really understanding, and this comes about because of a lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6, but if they really understood what the Word of God says and the Constitution, there would be no Donald Trump. And I want to add this too, just for the record. I always add this every show. There's 1,104 other options for the presidency of the United States of America, and your options are a guy that doesn't fulfill his promise. He does just the exact opposite. It's either him or you get a senile, old, corrupt politician from the top of his head to the sole of his feet concerning his corruptions, John 8:44, that are given to the American people. So it's not just your friends. It's the American people that believe there's only two options. And it shows you the power of the CIA-controlled media and their narrative as they wield it over the minds of people that are too ignorant to step outside of the box and shut the TV off.
Right. And, Bradley, this I promise, will be my last point. But, you know, I think it was eight years ago, the famous words of Barack Obama, when he referred, it might even be 12 years ago, I can't place a date, but when he referred to the Pennsylvania Christians with their clinging to their guns and their Bibles, at that point, they were afraid of the church. They were afraid of the Christians. They were afraid of the Patriots. But 4 years under this whole QAnon, the Patriot movement has been castrated, and these people have—they've gone to sleep, and they've completely lost their desire to stand up for this country, thinking that we don't have to do anything because our man's in the White House.
Let me give it to you, Albert Pike. He's the founder of the Masons. He's the one that said when the people need a hero, they will deliver him up. If you look at Donald Trump over the last 30 and 40 years in this country, he has been groomed in a favorable light by the same mainstream media that he declares and plays victim to today. If the media didn't want him in power, they would have ignored him just like they do the 1,102 other candidates that are running for the presidency of the United States of America today. They still haven't figured it out. And the fact of the matter is, what bothers me about all of this is the fact that our kids are going to pay the price, Don, if we don't stand up and deal with it today. That's just where we're at.
I got to throw this in just because of what you said. And then I promise.
But, no, we're good, Dan. We're good.
Okay, Albert Pike, his statue was torn down, and that's when Trump said enough. And they put his statue back up, a 33-degree Mason.
Yep.
That's all we need to know. That's the first statue they rescued.
I love it. Thank you, Dan. I love hearing from you,
have
brother.
Have a great day. Thanks, brother.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. Folks, 1-866-582-9933. I'll do my best to get back to the topic. I'm going to play some audio right on the other side, but if you want to call in, do. Make it your show. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As public health officials warn that the coronavirus poses new risks to parts of the Midwest and South, enhanced federal payments that helped avert financial ruin for millions of unemployed Americans are now set to expire this weekend. Since early in the pandemic, the federal government added $600 to the weekly unemployment checks that states sent. That increase ends this weekend. Congress is haggling over the next steps, but many Americans are staying home making more money than if they went back to work. And longtime Tennessee Republican Senator Lamar Alexander cannot support that.
I would not support something that would pay on unemployment more than you would earn if you were working.
And Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin said there may be some additional funds sent, but not $600.
If you were making $300, you're not going to get $600 this time. And that's fair. People understand that.
Federal protections against evictions are also set to expire. This is USA Radio News.
The future is uncertain for more than 12 million American households. A moratorium on evictions from federally assisted properties is expiring this weekend, sparking a real problem during the coronavirus pandemic. Nearly one-third of American households missed housing payments at the start of July. A convention center is even open in Columbus, Ohio. Instead of vendors at tables, lawyers are offering free legal help for people facing evictions. As many as 28 million Americans could be evicted in the next 2 months.
In the United States, which has the world's worst coronavirus outbreak, Texas has been struggling with the virus. It's now bracing for the arrival of Hurricane Hannah. In Mississippi, Governor Tate Reeves tightened controls on bars to protect young, drunk, and careless folks. Bars were already limited to operating at 50% capacity. And New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell ordered bars closed and banned restaurants from selling any alcoholic drinks for takeout. That came after more than 2,000 new cases were reported for Louisiana. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I'm going to play some audio for you concerning what the mainstream media just blurted out in their confusion. They told you the truth. It's a great piece. Apparently, this guy's actually doing his job. This would be called a journalist through the mainstream media. I don't know how he got in there, but he told us the truth, friends. What truth? Listen to this concerning masks real quick.
Emergency and a reality check on how concerned you should be and what you should really do to protect yourself and your family. We're seeing a rush to buy those face masks, and TJ Holmes is here with more on that. Good morning, TJ.
All right, let me try to make it plain here, Stray. I have one surgical face mask here between the two of us, between me and Tom. He's sick, I'm not. Who should get the mask? Well, your natural instinct is to say, give me that mask. I don't want to catch what he has. But I should be begging him to wear it because him, the sick person wearing it better protects me, the healthy person, as if I were wearing it myself. So all these masks are floating around out there. Which ones do health officials say you should use? None of them.
As coronavirus fears sweep the country, many are turning to protective face masks, hoping to keep the germs away. Gwyneth Paltrow, Selena Gomez, and Kate Hudson among those posting pictures of their face coverings while traveling. But not all masks are created equal. And the surgical face masks that many people are turning to for protection from coronavirus likely won't protect you, according to health officials. These types of masks instead are recommended for people who are already sick because they're designed to prevent a person from spreading germs from sneezing and coughing. But there's another type of mask called an N95 or respirator mask, which the FDA says has a very efficient filtration, keeping out 95% of airborne particles. But health officials only recommend these for healthcare professionals who are in constant contact with sick patients.
I think people see a mask and they see an illusion of protection, that if they put the mask on, it'll somehow block viruses from getting into their mouth or nose when they breathe. That's just not the case. Anyone who does not have a respiratory illness, meaning a cough or a sneezing, should not be wearing any type of mask, whether it's a surgical mask or a respirator.
But that hasn't stopped the public from buying up masks. Stores and websites sold out. ABC News gaining exclusive access inside this 3M factory in South Dakota, where they're working around the clock to meet demand. Amazon even reportedly warning third-party retailers that are taking advantage of this mask hysteria, raising prices by more than 400%. Health officials are preparing for a potential shortage.
The masks should be for the healthcare workers. The public should not be buying masks.
And believe it or not, by wearing a mask, you could be putting yourself at even more risk.
People do not use their masks correctly. They play with it. They wear it too long. They rub their nose underneath it.
You hear that, folks? You could be making it worse by wearing a mask, putting yourself at greater risk, because what do you do all day? You're doing exactly
okay, so again, folks, you're hearing it directly from doctors. I guarantee you, friends, you'd probably look that up right now and you wouldn't be able to find it. Why? Because it doesn't go with the narrative. Have you been paying attention to every break, every commercial on the show? Every single commercial, folks, during the break, at least one out of every break. That's how I should have said it. Every time there's a break, there's at least one commercial driving fear on the American people. This has been going on for 4 months now. And notice that the face mask wearing charade didn't come in until the tail end of this perpetuated fraud that's being thrown on the American people. Notice how the executive orders are now coming in to do more than they've ever done. Why? Because they're encouraged to do so. By the way, Tim Walz, listen to this, from the state of Minnesota, has brought forth 75 unconstitutional executive orders. 75 of them. During the break, I'm always searching as to what's taking place. During the breaks, the Miami mayor now is asking the people in the state of Florida to stay in their home with their masks on. There's a drive to stay home, friends. Why? I believe. Easier to pick off. Easier to detect, easier to survey. Okay, it was like when Jesus would say something back to the Pharisees or the corrupt powers, the wicked powers that were tolerated during that time concerning under the Romans. It's interesting to note they never did anything when the people were present. They always did everything in secret, lest they should be stoned. It's the same thing happening today. That's why they're doing this, friends. This is why they're using the mainstream media to do what they're doing, to drive people to stay home. I got Doris calling from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, ma'am?
Yes, I'm fine. Frankly, my dear, it's me on the chat. I was just going to tell you what I do. We won't wear masks. We don't take vaccinations. We homeschool and all that. But so when we're out, so I had a guy come to my house. You know, I'm expecting a tracker or a tracer to come to my house anytime. So he had on a mask around his neck, and he just kept coming up my driveway. So after I'd already asked him to stop, he you know, when he kind of slowed down, but he just kept coming. So I stood up and said, "Halt." Well, come to find out, he was handing out a brochure for someone that's running for Tennessee. I think they're running for the state Congress. Her name's Diana Harshbarger. And I went to school with her. I went to, you know, church with her. She taught before I walked out of the Baptist churches. And she taught Sunday school. And it had it on a brochure. Trump conservative. And then, you know, So I kind of dressed up. Then I went up to the Republican headquarters, her Republican headquarters. And I walked in. There were three people standing there. And I said, is Dana here? I'm sure she's not. I said, I just came by to ask you all, since the young man that came to my house didn't know, is she for the LGBTQ, P, they're going to add on pedophile? And they said, well, we don't know. I said, would you mind? I said, I have looked. I don't know either. I said, because, you know, I went to church with her, and she was a Sunday school teacher, and then she says she's a Trump conservative. I said, so, you know, he's for the LGBTQ. He's partnered with perversion.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will never have anything else to do with Donald Trump, not mentioning everything else he's done wrong. Mm-hmm. He shredded the U.S. Constitution.
Yep.
And this woman looked up at me and said, finally, they couldn't find anything. So,
Isn't that interesting, Doris? They'd make void the Word of God, where God doesn't call homosexuality or sodomy a sin, but an abomination. Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, Romans 1:24, so on and so forth, with 30 other references. Isn't it interesting that these today's conservatives, which are yesterday's liberals, and even worse, they're good for nothing, they're trodden under the feet of men, Matthew 5. But isn't it interesting, instead of making reference to law, which in every state in our union condemns homosexuality, they made reference to Donald Trump instead of the Word of God.
Yes.
There you have it.
I know, but listen, I told her, I said, this woman looked up at me and she said, we have gays in my family. I said, I'm sorry, but they can be delivered through the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
And I said, there is hope for people that are trapped in the bondage of that lifestyle, and there is absolutely nothing gay about it. They're miserable. Most depression, most mental illness, most suicide comes from the so-called gay community. I said, Trump.
Self-condemnation, yep. That's correct.
I mean, I can't help what the Word of God says. And I tell her, this woman that's running owns a chain of pharmacies, medicine shop pharmacies, in this, you know, in Tennessee. And I started out the door, the Lord had to have put this on my tongue, because I turned around and went back kind of in the door, and I said, all of our politicians are bought off by Big Pharma. And then it dawned on me, I said, well, hello, Diana. If the shoe fits, wear it. And just walk out
Amen.
The door. I will not vote for her. You know, I will
Amen.
Not vote for
Doris,
her, but I can't. Uh-huh.
I totally appreciate you calling in, but I got to get to my topic, because you're taking me down so many different avenues here.
Okay.
But I'm smiling with you. Okay? Thank you for calling.
I'm going to read Romans 1. Thank you.
Amen. You got it. Thank you for calling in. I totally appreciate it. Hey, folks, just for the record, got a friend on live chat right now. John just said there have been four times more LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ government appointees in the last 4 years than even under Barry Satoru, Barack Hussein Obama. I think that's his name, right? Whatever he wants to call himself. Well, the people let him do it for 8 years, too. Barack Hussein Obama appointed 225 homosexuals, transgenders, and or lesbians to government employees. Does anybody know why that is happening today? Hey, I want to tell you why. It's the same thing Adolf Hitler did. If you ever look at the Third Reich, the SS, the Gestapo, guess who they were? They were the masculine version of homosexuals. Why? Because they were easily controlled. Because they knew that those people would do their biddings for them. Why? Because they're already transgressors of God's law. They'll do anything that they're told at that point. It's exactly what they did. People don't understand what's going on. Donald Trump, in fact, friends, is blatantly spitting in the face of the people that voted him into office. Again, doing the opposite of what he said he would do. I'm going to talk about this more in the up and coming week from firsthand experience. But people need to understand that he is appointing these people for the very purpose of taking over your government, to war against the people that are Christian constitutionalists. That's exactly the end aim here. And these are, folks, abortion, homosexuality are the last two things that need to happen before God judges that nation. And folks, unless you get your head stuck in the sand, you know what we're in for. It's time for America to repent, period. Matthew 3:2. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to play some audio from Bill and Melinda Gates. Oh, wait for this one, friends. We even have a journalist grilling Bill. He gets nervous. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Richard from Elkhorn, Tennessee. I stand for Bradley Dean in his fight for America. So I say, come on, all you silent Christians out there, let's stand up, let's back up, and let's speak up for Bradley Dean's message. Remember this, united we stand, and divided we fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Well, I want to ask you, you mentioned...
Go for it, Judah. Kick it out.
Well, I want to ask you, you mentioned side effects. The side effects for the Moderna vaccine sound concerning. We looked. After the second dose, at least 80% of participants experienced a systemic side effect, ranging from severe chills to fevers. So, are these vaccines safe?
Well, the FDA, not being pressured, will look hard at that. The FDA is the gold standard of regulators.
Yeah.
And current guidance on this, if they stick with that, is very, very appropriate. You know, the side effects were not super severe. That is, it didn't cause permanent health problems for the things there. They, you know, Moderna did have to go with a fairly high dose, and so to get the antibodies. Some of the other vaccines are able to go with lower doses to get responses that are pretty high, including the J&J and the Pfizer. And so there's a lot of characteristics of these vaccines It's great that we have multiple of them out there. And yes, I think
you know the data better than I do. But the bill, the data showed that everybody with a high dose had a side effect.
Yeah, but some of that is not dramatic, where, you know, it's just, you know, super painful. But yes, there we need to make sure there's not severe side effects. The FDA, I think, will do a good job of that, despite the pressure.
How many doses of the vaccine will we need?
Listen carefully.
Well, none of the vaccines at this point appear like they'll work with a single dose. That was the hope at the very beginning. Maybe one of them, particularly in the second generation, won't surprise us. We hope just two, although in the elderly, sometimes it takes more. And so making sure we have lots of elderly people in the trial will give us that data.
You've said some more than 7 billion doses. That's what we'll need.
7 billion doses?
Well, if what you're trying to do is block all the transmission, then you need to get, you know, 70-80% coverage on a global basis. So that, you know, it's unbelievably big numbers.
I mean, you're talking about a global vaccination program.
There you go.
Without a vaccine that hasn't been fully developed yet. And a massive scaling up of how to produce one or several vaccines. I mean, it's just, it's mind-boggling to think about this effort.
But the private companies have stepped up. The science has been advanced. The U.S. funds biological research more than any other country. We've stepped up to fund these vaccine manufacturers. The plants are being worked out now. In 2021, there's a good chance this can get done. And because, you know, this is about the billions that we need to spend to save trillions and avoid all those deaths.
Are we going to jump in, Dave?
Okay, so to save trillions, there's not trillions of people on the planet. I want to make a couple points here. He sounds like a bellowing bully, because that's what he is. Another point I need to make real quick. Since when did he become a doctor? Why is he doing interviews concerning vaccinations? Do you realize that if I went out there and started to tell you what you're supposed to do medically, I could get in trouble for doing that? And rightfully so. I'm not qualified to do that, right? That's why I continuously play audio for you so you can hear it from them straight out of the horse's mouth. Since when did he become a doctor? You have to answer what's going on here. Why would Donald Trump give this guy the reins to open the curtain and to take the stage and to drive a vaccination on a global basis? And this isn't judgment. Maybe this is how you make America great again. I don't know, right? I'm being facetious. I want to say something, too. Well, he's saying his ahs, when he's doing that, you do realize, I have friends that are police officers, right? You do realize that I'm watching the video as well as the audio, listening to the audio, you do realize he is responding as someone that is guilty of a crime. This is how they respond. He's nervous. He's not qualified for this interview. Why are people afraid of Bill Gates? Nobody voted him in to office in America, but Donald Trump is giving him an open stage, isn't he? Yes, he is. People are more afraid of Bill, and they're more afraid of Anthony Fauci and what he has to say, because Donald Trump is not enforcing the law to prosecute such people as this. I got to make another point, especially for my Saturday listeners. You do realize Bill Gates, let me reiterate the point, wants to depopulate the world. He's the one that wants to depopulate. He said it. We played the audio probably 5 times. He wants to depopulate the planet, and now he's trying to put himself as the savior? You do realize, if you're a first-time listener, Bill Gates, his dad and mom, ran Planned Parenthood. 60 million babies murdered later. 18, folks, that's equivalent to 18 states that have been murdered off. because the American people, to the number of 330 million people, allowed a handful of people to sanction that which is unlawful in this country. Proverbs 6:17, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. What have we been taught to do? Just to turn and look the other way, to take on their talking points through the revisionists. Nope, it's murder, friends, and God's not going to put up with it. And I stand on the side of the Lord. I want to play some audio for you from Melinda and Billy Bob Gates. Okay, remember what I just said? That his parents worked for Planned Parenthood. Who is the objective when it comes to the eradication or genocide of certain races? These are the same people throwing the race card. Who is it that they want to get rid of? Who's Planned Parenthood aimed at? The Hispanics and the black population. Okay? Listen carefully as to what Melinda Gates has to say.
And from there, you want to do tiering in various countries to make sure your most vulnerable populations get it. In our country, that would be blacks and Native Americans, people with underlying health conditions, and the elderly. And so we need to look at, as a globe, and we're involved with many European leaders and African leaders and others in Southeast Asia, to make sure there's a purchasing fund that can pull that vaccine through when it's available and get it out in wide-scale distribution.
Wow. You know,
in fact, the testing could have been ramped up very quickly. And a few countries that have almost avoided the epidemic entirely, like Taiwan, New Zealand, Australia, you know, they took their experience and actually prepared, and so they moved a lot faster. So we, you know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is... will get attention this time.
Whoa. Since when did Melinda Gates become qualified to give us advice on vaccinations? See, people don't think, right? That's what we're here for. We're thinking. Do you realize what they're doing is illegal? Oh, folks, do you realize what they intend to do? If you give them the green light on this one, oh my goodness, America. It's going to get real ugly. Maybe that's why the voice of the people is guns and their sales are skyrocketing. See, that's the voice of America. They see what old Billy's up to and old Melinda's up to and old Anthony Fauci and the president's up to. It's interesting. I had a conversation with an attorney this last week, and he said, Bradley, one thing that I've noticed, what I expect, because I hear the president say something, he said, I continuously see the opposite, and the opposite things promised come to pass. Yep, it's exactly what I've been saying for a long time. That was unsolicited, friends. I'm not blaming him. I'm blaming you for allowing this to go this far. I'm not talking about those that are in the fight. You're in this with us. Amen. Praise God. We're standing up against the tyranny and defying it in obedience to God. Let me say this in end. What an opportunity, America, we have right now to prove our God. And this is in me. It's there. What God put in me, no devil in hell is to take out of me. Believe me. Believe him more than me. Hey, guys, what an opportunity we have to prove the God of Israel right now in the face of all of this junk. America, my message to you is, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Before God, for your sins, your transgressions of his law, 1 John 3:4, read Exodus 20, Galatians 3:24, and read 2 Corinthians 7:10 when you get a moment. It's between just you and him first. When you're done with that and you're empowered by that Holy Ghost, I want you to come over here so that we can be witnesses of the resurrection together and win this country back for his glory. Amen.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after a mild heart attack in 2015.
switch to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Good Standard.